In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, we are going to be in mourning this week, as we do every year. We are going to be in mourning because of compassion. And yes, even though the passion and death of Christ happened 2,000 years ago, we still try to relive them as though they are happening now. And we try to mourn this week, especially on Good Friday, just as if it were the first Holy Week and the first Good Friday ever. And Holy Mother, the Church, will help us to mourn, especially through her liturgy. And in her liturgy, she copies exactly to the day, and sometimes even to the hour, the things that happened to our Lord. Which is why Holy Thursday Mass takes place in the evening, when our Lord had the Last Supper with his disciples. We have the all-night vigil when he was thrown into that foul prison. And then we have this sacred liturgy in the afternoon, which approximates the time when he was crucified. And the liturgy of the Church is most inspiring, as you well know from having attended it in the past, or maybe this will be the first time for you, but we will be able to enter more deeply into the spirit of what happened then. When we say compassion, we want to have compassion with our Lord and our Blessed Mother. What does that mean? It means to suffer with them. That's what the etymology of the word is. Com or cum with passio, suffering. When we have compassion with somebody in their sufferings, we try to feel those sufferings in a way by our support for them, our spirit of solidarity with them, our prayers for them, our help with them. And so this is what this Holy Week is all about, to have compassion on Christ and his Blessed Mother, who is our co-redemptrix. Never forget that. Christ absolutely could have redeemed us without her, but he chose to involve her. And so he is the Redeemer, she is the Redemptrix. She is that integral a part of it. And we're going to see, as we do every time we think of the sufferings of Christ, that he underwent the most painful death possible. Why did he do that? Why did he pick an easy way? And even as he's hanging on the cross, his enemies are mocking him. If you come down from the cross, we'll believe. End this suffering. Be done with it. But if Jesus had come down from the cross, then they would have lost. We all would have lost. Because suffering was the way destined by God the Father to redeem us. And the Son, as we just knelt briefly during the epistle, he says he was obedient unto death. And we kneel in veneration of that fact that he said yes to the full and ultimate price of redemption. And as we know, it was our sins that caused all of this to happen. Your sins, my sins, and the sins of every other human being that has ever lived or will live, we all contributed to this. But Christ also chose the harder way because, my dear brethren, and this is a painful lesson for all of us, it is through suffering that the greatest spiritual, that so many great spiritual goods are achieved. We don't have to like the cross, but we need to look at it with faith to realize that this is necessary for us to suffer with Christ. And so many blessings will never happen, and I mean very, very many, will not happen without the cross, without suffering. There's a reason for all of it. And we can unite with our Lord in our sufferings in a way that we can't otherwise. So often it is a prayer, dear Lord, help me to carry this cross. Help me to bear this pain. So that is what brings us closer to Him. So let us observe well this week. It's called the holiest week of the year for a reason. It is a week of great grace. And let us try to imagine ourselves there as we reenact these sacred ceremonies. And remember, He did it for love. Always remember, for love, the whole thing from A to Z, from top to bottom, it was for love of us. And the same can be said of our Blessed Mother. It was for love of us. So may you have a grace-filled observance of this Holy Week. May our suffering Lord and our suffering Blessed Mother grant you many graces and blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.